The subject is pain, but we're not talking about pain that's due to some structural abnormality, but rather the pain that is generated in us when we put ourselves under pressure to be perfect and good.
I consider that I practice very conservative standard medicine, and my theories may involve the unconscious, but that doesn't make them any of the less rigorous.
It's a part of life. The things that are going on inside you that cause this to happen are part of life. It's part of everybody's existence.
We are in the Stone Ages, and Dr. Sarno is from another planet. He's way ahead of his time. It is mind-blowing what he's uncovered.
Knowledge is the only prescription that I give to patients. I tell them what's going on, and wow, lo and behold, it stops hurting.
This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. It is Wednesday, June 27th. I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. Different type of topic today. Initially, though, I just want to thank everybody that tuned in the last couple of weeks. I saw massive spikes in a lot of the numbers around this show. It was really pretty amazing. So it was a really good May. A couple of weeks ago, I went over the results of the May shows, 677 downloads, and went over 88% of them were in the United States, and then went over some of the countries that were remaining. And I thought it'd be a very tall task to try and beat how good I felt like May was. But now we've already exceeded 700 downloads on this show, and we're there's still a few days left to go in June. So kudos to everybody for tuning in. Thanks for coming along for the ride. It's really a labor of love, is what this is about. Speaking of which. So the last couple of weeks I had guests. I had Trevor Russell a couple of weeks ago, and then I had Christy Weepy last week from the Pain Psychology Center. This week is really going to be all about really a more or less a tribute to Dr. Sarno, tribute to what he brought to the world. He passed away just over a year ago, but the reason that I think that it's relevant for me personally, and this is this episode, I will forewarn you, may come across as preachy, but it's my show. So in the words of my man, Tim Taylor, Tim Allen on Home Improvement, hey, my show, that's just what it is. So the reason that I think that it's relevant for this show is that on June 30th last year, which the anniversary of that will be coming up this Saturday, I found Healing Back Pain online and I purchased it. And I read it in a couple of nights and ultimately changed the course of my, I don't like speaking in hyperbole. I know people that speak in a lot of hype and hyperbole. They use these monosyllabic words that don't make any sense, especially in context sometimes. But really just, this is the greatest of this. This is the most amazing thing ever. And a lot of times it's just not. But I will speak in some slight hyperbole in saying that the direction of my life was changed over one weekend when I read that book for the first time. And my wife's birthday is on June 29th, and then something brought me to pick up Sarno's book on June 30th. And one of the things that he says in his book, you get entrenched in this book, Healing Back Pain. For anybody that is listening to this that has not bought any of Dr. Sarno's books, I recommend going out and buying Healing Back Pain. You can find it on Amazon. I think Kindle version is $8 or $9. You can buy the paperback copy on Amazon. They give it a mass market paperback. I think it's $6 or $7. Well worth your time. It was something that I could barely put down. And as soon as I opened it, and I'm looking through the pages, and it's talking about the stresses of daily life and a lot of the symptoms that people get. He gave some common ailments people get diagnosed with, like ulcers and colitis and back pain and neck pain, of course, are some of the more common ones, but or some of the more talked about ones. But migraine headaches, the list goes on and on and on. And he talks about really the roots of a lot of these things and the fact that a lot of modern doctors, some of them are on board with the idea, but there's so much to be lost in the medical community for going along with a mind-body treatment process, as opposed to take this pill or do the maintenance plan when you go to see a chiropractor, go on the come twice a week for 6 weeks and work on your core and your, you know, all this crap that these guys have been saying for a long time. And I don't want to pin it on them as if doctors and chiropractors and physical therapists and stuff are lying, because I don't think that's the case. And I think that in some cases, maybe intervention, maybe not so much chiropractors, but intervention by some of these guys and gals is needed. However, I think in a lot of cases, particularly in chronic cases, I mean, you know how it is. I'm sure that you've met people in your life that they'll jump from doctor to doctor to doctor, and they can't find what's wrong with them, or the kind of people in your life that tend to get one health problem after another, after another, after another. There's something to that. And ultimately, the majority of the time, it tends to be personality traits. So it's not, you know, like John Stossel said, I don't have a back problem. I have a personality problem. And that's really the way to look at it. I don't know if I would necessarily call it a personality problem, but I talked about it last week with Christy, is that I think the best way to really think about problems like this, health problems like this, is really your anxiety just coming forth in the term, you know, in the ways of physical pain and migraines and things like that. So I posed a question on a couple of these TMS, tension myositis or tension myoneural or the mind-body syndrome Facebook groups that I'm a part of. You know, I posed this question to a lot of these people. So let me, I went over the question. Okay, so this week on the podcast, I'm paying tribute to Dr. Sarno. If you want a mention, I'm looking for contribution. How are you different since discovering Dr. Sarno's work and what has changed for you? I can say for me personally, a couple of things that have changed is really making sure that I understand what the value of dwelling on certain negative things are. I think that the ability to like feel negative emotions is now of the utmost responsibility. If something is upsetting, to not just brush it under the rug. You know, ever since we're little kids, we're taught like you fall off the bike, you fall off the horse, get right back up and try it again. And I think that that's okay in a sense, but I think that what becomes problematic in that is the message that you may be sending the kid is, it's not okay to be upset, or it's not okay to cry, or it's not okay to be mad about something, to let something get you down or get you upset. And where this becomes a real issue is, you know, 15 years down the road or 20 years down the road or whatever, when they're faced with some real heavy shit and they think that, you know, subconsciously, they just think that it's not okay to be upset about something like I was when I fell on my bicycle when I was 4 years old or whatever. And so instead, I'm just going to brush it under the rug and I'm going to keep going and hop back on the horse. And that is not the way to deal with things. It's not going to be good to your long-term health, because that tension, that emotional tension that is living inside of you and living inside of all of us, has nowhere to go. There's no beaker for it to go. So it could come along in a variety of ways. And I talked about them earlier, you know, different stomach problems and back problems and migraine problems and things like that. So it certainly allowed me to just be a little bit more one with myself. I had a thought over the last few weeks, you know, I blew essentially what I felt like 2 or maybe even 3 years of my life on health problems, going to see different doctors for shoulder problems and back problems and neck problems. You know, was that wasting 3 years of my life? And then I found Dr. Sarno's work, and you know, Trevor Russell a couple of weeks ago really assured me and said with confidence that maybe, you know, don't think of it as wasting 3 years of your life, because you may have just gained 20 by living your life in more of this fashion, being able to be more open and not, you know, not necessarily have to repress things all the time. You know, a good example like at work is that when things I find upsetting, these are normally things that I would hold in for a long amount of time. And now I feel myself just, you know, not just holding it in, you know, I've got to find a way to express what is upsetting me, because the longer that stuff festers, the more that it gets buried deep and deep and deep in your personality. And then suddenly it's in your subconscious and then you can't touch it. It's going to be more or less there for a long time. So, let's move through these. Okay. So in one of the groups, this guy named Joe Christie, he said, I'm 100% free and 100% empowered over my health destiny. And I think that's, I think that, you know, to me, I credited Dr. Sarno. I said the biggest thing that he gave to me was strength. Like, I know that my body is so much more capable and so much stronger than I had ever given it credit for. And with that, I've seen strength numbers that I never even imagined possible coming out in the last several months, you know, being able to squat more than ever and deadlift more than ever and clean and jerk more than ever and do things athletically that just never were possible, you know. And I'm a dad of two now, and I'm approaching my mid 30s, right? But suddenly I'm stronger than I was when I had no kids and I was in my mid 20s. My recovery rate is faster. It's just really been pretty amazing. So Joe, I hear what you're saying on there. Matthew Rossett said, I'm 95% permanently pain-free. I'm living a life that is full of awareness and love. This work brought a spirituality to my life that I never knew before. I'm empowered to live my life consciously in my strong, wise adult versus unconsciously being driven by decisions and conclusions about behavior I've made in my childhood. So the unconscious side of you, the subconscious side of you, is really the child inside of you. So we go back to the bike example. You fall off your bike. Your parents try to get you to stop crying or not be upset or get right off, you know, get right back on the bicycle and start riding again. The problem is that emotional repression becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, it's something that will become so deeply ingrained in you that it's now that part of the mind, which is the majority of the mind, in your subconscious. And there we have no way of accessing our subconscious mind, unfortunately. I mean, other than sometimes we can be very authoritative with our conscious selves and really, you know, talk to our subconscious mind or continuous reinforcement over and over again. But the problem is that absorption level in the brain happens so early on in life is that if you're a young kid and you're taught or told to do something a certain way, that becomes the truth. You're stuck in that way. And that's why, you know, child abusers and people that put their kids through emotional distress and people who hit their kids and people who kick their animals in front of their, like, fuck you. Like, if you're listening to this and that is you, I don't want your numbers infecting my ratings and listening to my podcast. Like, fuck you. You're doing far more damage to the future than you're even thinking of in the moment that you do it. So I want you to think about that in how you interact with young people that are young, right? That they're under the age of, let's say, 14 or 15. That's why I have no place for bullying. If I get wind of my daughters, either one of them ever bullying through life, there will be a huge problem because I don't want that being the way that they think about life and make other people think about their life. So Barb, I'm going to butcher the last name, Markhart, she said, I am now a student of mind-body connection. The awareness of TMS has opened my eyes to a whole new world of opportunity to apply it to all aspects of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I think this applies to a lot of people, that once we learn this stuff and we've been impacted by it and our bodies start to feel better and stronger, our minds really start to follow suit with it. The people that suffer from pain that has been around chronically for them, again, whether it's stomach problems or back problems or migraines, whatever the case is, they've become so conditioned and so beaten down over time that they really don't have much of a chance of recovering in with the traditional medical model. And if they, like me, are in such pain, such agony, you know, an 11 out of 10 on the pain scale, it sometimes is what I was at. And then when I read that book and I had a 70% pain reduction in a matter of 48 hours, like, I was convinced that that's what my brain needed to really kick it into high gear. Like, that was the ignition of the fire. And then continuing to pour gasoline over it as any time in that time that I would try and return to a physical modality, regardless of how gentle it was, whether it just be stretching for therapeutic purposes as opposed to stretching because I'm about to start working out and I would have almost a recoil and actually feel worse. Like, that's the biggest sign to me that what is happening with you is a physiological response to an emotional stimulus. And that's really what TMS is. Okay. So Joe Christie comes back. This is the guy earlier that said, I'm 100% free and 100% empowered over my health destiny. He came back a little bit later. He said, okay, maybe 95% is more fair, but I was pretty pumped about your question. It's a good reminder that this knowledge technique is something always to refer back to or build upon, kind of like Dr. Sarno's work in general. And I find myself doing that. You know, when I have aches and pains that don't just feel like delayed onset muscle soreness or, you know, man, that was a hard ass workout or that was a hard ass run or, you know, whatever the case is, I find myself jumping back to parts of Sarno's work and Steve Ozanich's work and Nicole Sachs's work for that matter. Just referring back to a few things to just, again, I'm just reinforcing and reminding myself that I don't need to go see a doctor and what's going on inside of me is really, it's emotional tension. And that's the kind of thing that I just need to be cognizant of. Travis. Okay, Travis just wanted to ask where the podcast was. Okay, so now we found it. Denise Iaquinta, I think is her name. I know that my pain was a voice telling me that it was time to pay attention to me. TMSers put others first to their own detriment. I now know that if I don't tend to my emotional needs, my brain will create symptoms. I also practice noticing, accepting, and letting go of thoughts and emotions. I know when we repress, it causes symptoms. I'm able to practice giving space to experiences so as to not be reactive to situations. Most of all, I'm learning to love myself first. If I do this, I am able to be more connected to others and share love more deeply and frequently. This is all because of a book review on Amazon for Dr. Sarno's Healing Back Pain. So she was going across Amazon, read a review of a lot of these types of things that it caused her to jump on the train and actually start working through it. A buddy of mine, Gary Cantrell, go check out his podcast, the Gary Cantrell podcast. I've been on it. I love it. I love the guy's message. He's been on this show before. But he's got these four pillars that he talks about. He's got a t-shirt about it. So, the last pillar is love yourself. And I think it's such a necessity. You know, the perfect person that gets chronic pain or chronic health issues is somebody that is, they're a people pleaser and they're a do-gooder, but they're also very hard on themselves. Like they expect a lot of themselves. And when they don't live up to that expectation, they will beat themselves over the head with it. And I will guarantee you that a lot of the people listening to this, especially ones that have had chronic health problems or multiple health problems, you probably are exactly the same way, whether that means that you feel like you should be a better athlete right now, or you feel like you should be performing better, or be a better dad, or be a better mom, or be a better spouse, or whatever the case is. I had Taylor Gage from She Thrives blog on my podcast way back in October, November. And there was a phrase that she said in that podcast, something like, fuck the shoulds, or it was something along those lines, meaning like, you should do this, you should have this, you should act like this. But that's really the reality, like, fuck the shoulds, right? All that voice inside of you that says, as I record this, for instance, it's the end of June. For any salespeople that are listening to this, it's the end of the month, it's the end of the quarter, you should be at your number. Sometimes some stuff just happens, guys, like you should do this, you should do that. Like, you know that you should. Fuck that. Like, you know that you should. You know what you should do. You don't need to keep hitting yourself over the head with it. So kudos to you, Denise. I love hearing about that, tending to your emotional needs. There have been times like in the last few months where, you know, sometimes like my oldest daughter, you know, she turns four in a few days, but she's got a personality of her own, right? She's her own woman, and she will let you know when she's mad, and she will get upset over the most minuscule things. And sometimes it's just overwhelming and I can't handle this. And all it used to be, I would just continue to go through it and continue to, fight her against things or try and work with her on things or try and talk her off a ledge or whatever the case is. There's been a couple of instances over the last few months where I've literally thrown up my hands to my wife and said, you got to take her. Like, you've got to take her, or I'll leave the room, or, you know, whatever the case is. It's something I'm really, really working on. But just to make sure that I'm not repressing that emotion. And I think that my kids are probably the biggest part of this, you know, they're potentially the biggest part of the pain issue. And I'll get to that a little bit later in this episode on what I mean. So rolling right along here. So this is from Matt Harrigan. He said, to summarize, no horrible back pain or acne after many trips to the doctor for both issues, especially the back pain, meaning he went to the doctor several times and wasn't getting any sort of relief. Then after those were eliminated, shorter bouts of asthma, pet allergies, hot and cold flashes at night eliminated, a wart now barely visible after years and several tries to freeze it, insomnia much more under control now, most beneficial information I've ever offered, and I'm living a much better life. You know, that's another thing, like we talk a lot about, exclusively to back pain and migraines and neck pain and stuff like that. Like, he's talking about acne, he's talking about hot and cold flashes, asthma, pet allergies, warts, you know, things like that. Like, there's so many different ways that the body has to express itself in response to an emotional stimulus. And that's a great example of a few different things. Okay, let's scroll through here. That's somebody else. KT Bradshaw said, wow, I'm always looking for new podcasts to listen to, so I'll look you up. That's nice. Melissa Angelus, Angelus. if you're listening to this, I apologize for butchering the name. She said, it's given me hope, more hope than any conventional doctor ever has. Hope that I will not have to live in pain, this much pain the rest of my life. I hope that I can live my life one day at a time again, instead of a doctor appointment, instead of living doctor appointment to doctor appointment. I only just finished my first Dr. Sarno book a few days ago, and by no means have I been cured in that time, but I'm looking forward to learning more about his theories and slowly starting to ease back into more physical activity. The reality of somebody who has health problem after health problem, or one health problem that lasts a long amount of time, going doctor to doctor, I mean, that was my life for months and months and months. Actually, you could make the argument that it was for years, whether it was my shoulder or I would get nosebleeds or, you know, a variety of different problems. But just going to a different doctor's office every week, it's like if you go on a Monday and a doctor can't figure it out, they maybe refer you out or they just can't figure it out, you will inherently, in the next couple of days after that appointment, you will go and find another doctor and you'll go and you'll try, you know, this is the doctor that finds the thing. You know, I remember saying so many times, you're the doctor that finds the diagnosis that other doctors can't find. But in the end, like, what does that mean, right? What does the prognosis even mean? So I would go to the next doctor. Well, you don't have this and you don't have this. I don't know what it is. I heard that so many times and so many pills handed to me, and thankfully I didn't take the majority of those, but you know, it's a perfect example. So there's Chris Mikiewicz. I've come across this guy a couple of times, but Chris Mikiewicz, he said hopeful and 50% better. And then he went on to say, Eddie, did you see more progress once you became more physically active? I'm trying to ride past the burning pain I get and push through it. Does that sound right? I told him absolutely, though I understood Sarno's advice as immediately getting back to maximum physical activity, meaning June 30th, 2017, or let's start with June 29th, 2017. I wasn't doing anything, nothing. I would go and I'd take a walk and that would be about it. June 30th, I read the book. By July 1st, I was back to weightlifting and CrossFit, meaning I dropped everything and I went right back. And I even prepaid several months in advance at my gym. Like, Eddie, you are all in. Financially, you are now all in on this idea. Somebody came back to comment. They said, I'm too fearful to still do anything like weightlifting or CrossFit. I do believe, Dr. Sarno, that my structural abnormality is not causing my pain, but I believe that by not using these muscles for over a year has made them weak and I need to rebuild their strength. So my goals involve things like loading the dishwasher and taking out the garbage. Maybe in a few more days, I will try to use the vacuum cleaner. Okay, so Melissa, if you're listening to this, and actually, you know what? I'm going to tag you right now because I want you to listen to this. I'm just typing to her. Bear with me. Okay, so Melissa had talked about... she hasn't been active in more than a year. And so she essentially just wants to make sure that, you know, that she's strong enough to do it. Look, I completely stepped away from lifting anything at all. If I lifted an empty barbell, I would have crazy spasms, right? Months upon months of not lifting anything. And then when I walked back, I was lifting heavy ass weight, you know, 100, 200, 300 pounds, because you have to go all in. Like, your body retains muscle mass a lot more than a lot of personal trainers and a lot of dietitians and a lot of nutritionists would like you to believe. Muscle tissue doesn't just eat away at itself and suddenly you're weak overnight. It doesn't happen like that. It takes a long, 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 long time for something like that to happen. So Melissa, I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to fret. I don't want you to be concerned. As long as you refuse to do the things that will ultimately take you out of pain, which doing physical activity is one of them, but ultimately showing your mind that, hey, I don't need the fear anymore is the other massive piece of it. So by eliminating the fear and actually tackling that fear and going after the physical activity that you so want, I can tell, like, the way that you're writing this, that you just want to get back to a gym. The only way to combat that fear and actually defeat it is by actually going and you know, going after it. You have to cut the head off the dragon and actually go and participate in these things again. So that's my advice to you. I asked her why she needed to rebuild. She said, I'm afraid that for lifting no more than 5 pounds, trying to lift 50 pounds is going to create a new injury. I feel fragile and weak. Again, you feel fragile and weak. Like, this is how the mind of somebody in chronic pain works. You have these negative thoughts and then you have the fear, and then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you go to lift something and you hear a pop, you almost expect an injury to happen. And when you expect something to happen or something to hurt, in all likelihood, it is going to hurt. Our reality a lot of times tends to reflect whatever our expectation is. And so if you are expecting to have some kind of a physical ailment or physical pain, that's probably going to happen. So you need to walk in reckless abandon. Like, that's what the original Dr. Sarno methodology was all about. Okay. So moving right along here, I kept saying this, like, something is better than nothing. As long as the fear is there, you won't heal. Somebody commented back right away and said, doesn't it make any difference how old you are? I really want to go swing the golf clubs. And I said, it does not matter. In fact, you can go to Steve-O's channel, Steve-O Zanich's YouTube channel, and what you will see, I don't know if there's somebody at my door. What you will see is there's a great testimonial by a guy who's like 90 years old. And there's plenty of people who have written Amazon reviews for these books that are much older than anybody listening to this podcast. And I know because I listen, I look at the analytics every week and it tells me how old the people are that actually listen to this. I promise you it's not, it doesn't matter because of your age. Okay, so Lisa Romanelli, she said, I always thought exercise was making my neck, head, and jaw pain worse. My neck and head would burn the next day. After I read Healing Back Pain a few months ago, I began running and lifting weights, and my pain has actually gone down. I'm so happy being active again and will continue to read and learn all that I can. Again, Lisa, kudos to you. You're one of the people that jumped right back on it and started doing your thing again. That's going to be ultimately what is going to send the message to that subconscious mind of yours that, hey, look, I'm okay. I'm safe. I can engage in the things that I want to engage in. Okay. The next person, this actually got, this comment got a lot of people responding and reacting to it. So this is from Joan Davies. She said, it has changed me and given my courage to change my life. I was pretty much a invalid and shut in. I only went out to the store and doctor now. I am walking my dog 3 or 4 times a day, cleaning my house, standing on a step stool to hang pictures, cooking, shopping for my groceries for myself, attending to my errands, visiting my daughter and her family, going to church and meeting and talking to new people. All of these things seemed impossible just a few months ago. I've lost 10 pounds from eating better and increased physical activity. These may seem like small things, but to me, they are huge. Thanks, Dr. Sarno, and thanks to this group. Joan, these are not small things at all. You jumped right back in and you sought physical activity just like you should do. You went out and you lived your life again and you interacted with people, which is something Steve Ozanich talks about in any of his videos that he does. If you listen to him on any podcast that he's done, if you've read any of his books, Steve Ozanich and John Sarno are the two authoritative figures in this space, and you did exactly what both of them say, and this is why you're feeling better. Enrico Passos, learning about TMS healed me and gave me the belief that I could exercise again. Since then, I have been able to run marathons and complete triathlons. Who'd ever thought this was possible with all the pains I had? Kudos to you, man. Again, like those of us that are athletes that have gone through this stuff, I think athletes are particularly hard on themselves in a lot of ways. And I think that's why they can appreciate the challenge, right? They can step right into competition and they can really go after stuff, go after things, go after people, go after records, their own personal records, things like that. But when things don't go well, they tend to beat themselves up quite a bit, actually. And this is part of my theory behind why some professional athletes just seem to fall apart suddenly and you don't hear from them again. Or when you get draft busts who come into a league with all the pedigree in the world, and then they underperform initially, and then they just seem to never recover from that. It's tough to recover from. So kudos to you. Johnny Sanchez says, when I feel pain now, I can usually find the reason so much faster and then deal with the issue, be it work or stress or anger or whatever I'm feeling. So one thing that the people that get really good at this start to do is that when you have a pain or you have some kind of a physical issue, an illness, something like that, to really be able to stop and say, okay, like, what am I feeling right now? You know, what's bothering me, or what stressful thing am I trying to avoid right now? And more often than not, what will happen is that you will start to feel better and you'll recognize what that is, and that pain will start to dissipate away. Sometimes it's slower than others, but ultimately the faster that you can get from, wow, my back hurts, or fill in the blank, wow, my blank hurts. Oh, you know what? It's really bothering me at work that my boss talked to me like that. Suddenly you start to feel better. It's really pretty amazing. Okay, somebody just asked where they could find my podcast on Android. Apparently you can find it on Google Play. It says that it's on there. Somebody's been able to find it. The Google Play Music app, I guess, is where you find it. I've got an iPhone, but there's a link for it, so I think it does exist. Okay, and then final comment came from Benjamin Zavala. He says, the good doctor, I owe him my life. Okay, and the other thing that I did is that I posted some clips from Dr. Sarno. And somebody said, okay, his work changed my life. I'm forever grateful. RIP, you saved my life. Finally watched All the Rage last night. So nice to see Sarno on the screen doing his thing. It changed my life. I'm so grateful. Somebody else said, so hard to believe it's already been a year since this amazing, humble man left the planet. He totally changed my life. You know, I feel exactly the same way. This podcast, again, is going to come out midway between him passing away and when I found his work. And I'm eternally grateful for everything that his work has given me. And I can't overstate it. I can't state it enough that I was living my life in a very particular kind of way. And in some ways, it really worked out for me. And, you know, I was a real sales superstar at the company that I was at, and I made a ton of money, and I was well respected among my peers. But at the same time, usually every 2 to 3 months, I was dealing with some kind of a physical issue. You know, sometimes it would be I would get a really bad illness, particularly in the stomach. Sometimes it was that I would get tendonitis in my knees or one of my elbows or my ankles or my wrists or, you know, a variety of issues. Like as that beaker continued to fill, I would have more and more health problems, and it was just causing so many issues. And I needed to stop and recognize that, look, like all this stress and pressure that you're putting on yourself is ultimately going to cause a lot of problems. I wish that I would have found Sarno's book 5 or 10 years before I did. But like Trevor said, maybe it ate away a few years of my life, but ultimately gave me back probably a lot more. Because who knows, if I didn't find Dr. Sarno, I in all likelihood would be sitting in the waiting room of a doctor's office right now. I would probably still be in the same position I was at my previous job, and I'd probably still be sitting there upset with myself over not making my number or not selling enough or not being as high of a performer, not being number one, or you know, whatever the whatever that thing is that we obsess about. And you all have something that you really, really want to be good at, or that you really, really put a lot of pressure on yourself to be. Tia Wright, who appeared on this podcast months and months ago, for her, it's making it to the CrossFit Games, or it's being excellent at CrossFit. You know, there's a variety of different people that that will walk the earth and try to be great at a particular thing. But if you put so much pressure on yourself and you're not really enjoying, you know, things are always so much more beneficial and enjoyable when you're actually smiling and you really, truly at the core of you enjoy what it is that you're doing. If it's putting a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, undue pressure on you, is it really what's great for you? If you're not taking a second, even just to attend to yourself, Christy talked about this on the podcast last week, is, you know, really like checking in with myself. She said that she loved the sensations that are going on in her body because it is it's her body telling herself, okay, I'm basically exceeding my limits at this point in time. And that's totally how I see it. I mean, even just looking over in the last few months and thinking, what if I had like a reflare of some pain? And it is always when I am filling the beaker too high and I have not stopped for 15 or 20 minutes in the middle of the day. Doesn't matter when it is, guys. Like you gotta, if you're really feeling overwhelmed or your body's starting to hurt and it's oddly starting to hurt and you don't understand why, just breaking for 20 minutes and just thinking about what it is that's bothering you, I would guarantee that within a couple of hours you will feel some kind of relief. Your symptoms will diminish, and in some cases will fully diminish, and in some cases will completely go away. That's really the greatest lesson that Dr. Sarno has given me. Okay, so you know, we've gone 30 minutes on this. This is probably about where I'm going to wrap up. But I've talked to some really exciting interviews. In fact, Dr. David Hanscom, who has made headlines recently, national, maybe even international headlines over the last few weeks, he sent out a press release. So he's a spine surgeon in Seattle, a well-known spinal surgeon in Seattle. He put out a press release a few weeks ago talking about the fail rate and how high it is in spinal surgeries and how he is discontinuing doing spinal surgeries in favor of a mind-body approach, thanks to Dr. Sarno. So it's really carrying on the legacy of who Forbes magazine once called America's greatest doctor, Dr. John Sarno. Thank you so much for your time. Feel free to DM me, PM me, leave an iTunes review. You know, it's very much appreciated. Until next time, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein.